Welcome to English Harmony Podcast, where the English fluency expert Robbie Kukurs will teach you how to speak fluent English and become a more confident foreign English speaker.
Hi guys, and welcome back to English Harmony video blog. I'm Robbie, obviously, and in today's video, we're going to talk about a very simple matter indeed. Namely, you are what you do. And this may sound very simplistic. Indeed, you are what you do. Well, what's the big deal, right? It's common sense. What you do determines what you are, who you are, right? But just think about these guys. I still keep receiving plenty of emails on a daily basis asking for one basic thing. Robbie, tell me, how can I start speaking fluent English? How do I improve my spoken English fluency? Basically, how do I speak in English? So basically, the basic need, the desire that is the common denominator among all those people, maybe including even you, is your desire to speak fluently. Basically, that's who you want to be. You want to become a fluent English speaker. So in order, if we go by the equation, you are what you do, right? Going by that logic, it's not difficult to draw the simple conclusion. If you want to be a fluent English speaker, you have to do it. You have to speak, right? But this simple conclusion is almost impossible for a lot of foreign English speakers, just because of the, obviously, traditional English teaching industry. And I keep blaming that industry every day of the week, and I will never stop blaming it, because the whole thing is still an ongoing process. It's a never-ending story. People are misled on a daily basis that if they will engage in a lot of reading, writing, grammar studies, they will somehow become fluent in English. Yet nobody tries to determine the actual need that those people have, and most likely the need is to become a fluent communicator, to be able to speak fluently. So if you want to be that, you have to do it. You have to speak. In order to be a good speaker, you have to speak, which means engaging in a lot of spoken English practice. I really sound like a broken record, right? Because I've been going on about this in almost every video I put up on the YouTube channel and on my blog, right? But I still have to keep repeating it, because those emails are still coming in every day. Maybe you don't believe me, but it's true, my friends. Every day I keep getting the same question. And why I'm talking about it in this video is the simple thing, the simple fact that you are what you do wasn't really obvious to me up until a few years ago when I read blog post published by a guy called Randy, if I'm not mistaken. He's into language learning, and now he's not as active as he used to be, but back in the day he was publishing very regular blog posts in relation to the whole language learning thing, right? He was learning Italian and Russian himself, if I'm not mistaken, right? And then one of his blog posts was about you being what you do. And he was using parallels from the fitness industry, and he was specifically referring to running and weightlifting. And here's what he had to say. For years, he wanted to be stronger and bigger, yet all he did was he engaged in regular running. But he didn't kind of seem to realize that you are what you do. If you run, then that's who you are. You are a runner. Obviously, your body adjusts to it. You become more sinewy. You possess bigger stamina, but you don't necessarily become bigger and stronger. Yet, for whatever reasons, Randy didn't realize it up until one fine day he started thinking and realized, hold on a second, he had this light bulb moment. He went, if I want to become stronger and bigger, add some more lean muscle to his body, right? He just had to start lifting weights. It's as simple as that. So the simple logic can be applied pretty much on anything in life, spoken English included. If you want to be able to speak in English fluently, you have to speak. No other activity is going to bring about this goal of yours. If you read or listen to a lot of English, it's not going to make you a good speaker. It's going to make you a good listener, a good writer, right? But if you want to speak fluently, you have to speak because you are what you do. And let this slogan sink in, my friends. You are what you do. And it can be extended beyond spoken English performance and can be applied on pretty much any other discipline in your life. Say, folks, for example, you want to become a successful businessman, right? The thing is, no matter how much you study business, no matter how much you keep questioning other successful people, no matter how hard you're trying to analyze the whole thing and figure out what are the traits of character that are commonly found in successful entrepreneurs, you're not going to make it because you don't do it. If you want to become a successful businessman, you have to become one. You have to start your business. Make the first step, and then another one, and then the next one. And obviously, there's always the chance of failure, but unless you do it, unless you start doing it, nothing is going to happen. It'll always just remain a distant dream. So if you want to be something, do it. That's the only thing that's going to bring about that goal. And obviously, it's not always as simple as doing it. It's hard. And that's the most important thing. It's hard. It is. And going back to spoken English performance, yes, it is probably hard for someone who's not used to the whole concept of spoken English practice, right? It's hard for them to open their mouth and just start speaking because it's going to be a struggle. First time, second time, third time around, it's going to be a struggle. And that's obviously something that holds people back, and they go back to their comfort zones because they're more comfortable just immersing themselves in passive English learning, which is listening and reading and writing to some degree, even though writing involves some activity. Basically, you're actively thinking and putting in your thoughts out on paper, but you're not using your mouth, and your mouth is pretty much the only means you can actively engage in English, right? So on this note, I'm gonna finish this video and let this mantra sink in, my friends. You are what you do, right? And thanks for watching my video. If you have any questions or comments whatsoever in relation to English improvement, please publish them in the comment section below, and chat to you soon again. Bye-bye.